This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday in Cross Hope, we ended with a very powerful story told by Paul Cedar, telling about driving in his car, crying out to the Lord in despair and depression, saying, God, just take my life, and believing that he heard a voice from the Lord speak to him. Let's repeat the end of that story and continue from there. God bless you as you listen. Paul Cedar said he was driving in his car down the freeway, and he was weeping, and he was praying, and frustrated, didn't want to live, didn't want to go on. And he said something that probably there's a man or woman here who said these words. He just blurted out, God, just take my life. Just kill me. Just take my life. And Paul Cedar said, in a still small voice in his heart, he heard the voice of God say, I already have. I already have taken your life. Somebody needs to hear that today. You want God to just take me, just end this all. And God said, I already have taken your life. You belong to me. You know, I told that in the first service at 8:45. And a wife and mother came out and told me this story, and it's with her permission, by the way, that I tell this. I asked her, can I tell it? I'm not going to mention her name. But a wife and mother said when her children were small, one of them was in the hospital, desperately ill, critical condition. She said she was driving home from Children's Hospital in Dayton, crying and saying, God, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this. I can't deal with this. And she said she heard a voice say, you're right. Right. You can't deal with this on your own. I'm going to be with you. Both of those stories are a word for somebody in this room today. You need to know that you can't do it alone. You know that God has already taken your life. If you gave your life to Jesus Christ, he already took your life. You're his property twice. He made you and he bought you through the blood of his son. And I believe that with all my heart. Let's bring up the next verse if we could. And once made perfect, Jesus became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. You need to start looking at Jesus Christ as the source for everything. If he's the source of eternal salvation, think this through with me, just logically. He's the source for eternal salvation for all eternity. Why would I want to look to anything or anyone else for, you know, tomorrow or next month or my paycheck for 5 years from now? If he's the source of eternal salvation, I've got an announcement to make. He's the source, period. He's the source of everything. And I want to share something. I want to leave this verse up here because this is really important to me personally, and I'll tell you why. From time to time, and it's okay to do this, I'm not trying to intimidate anybody by saying this, but I have people challenge me on things I say. Somebody will hear something on the radio, and I've had calls from people say, I disagree with you about something you've said, and that's fine. I've called people and said, I don't agree with that. So that's, you're free to do that. But I had a man several years ago tell me, he said, Randy, you say something in your sermons that I don't agree with, and you say it often. And that really piqued my curiosity. What is it I say? He said, I always hear you say near the invitation time, you say, if you need to obey Christ, you need to come forward today if you need to obey him. And he said, you need to stop telling people to obey Christ. You just need to tell people to trust Christ. And you know what? There was a part of me that said, well, maybe you're right. In that very week, I read this verse. And when I get to the word, I want you to say it out loud. Jesus became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's not only interesting, it's where we're going to end today. We'll continue exactly where we leave off today tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, as a reminder, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.